The basis of the agreement is, again, as you know, is the Browns will invest $120 million in capital improvements and repair and renovation at the stadium. We will contribute $2 million annually for the next 15 years, which is the life of the lease, that amounts to $30 million. And as pointed out, if you do a present value calculation, that's $22 million. In addition to that, we will allow for the Browns to work with us on $12 million of capital repairs in the third year. The first year will be, I think, $65 million of repair. The second year will be the balance of the 120. And then in the third year, we will allow the Browns to work with us on the investment of $12 million on repairs. Now, that $12 million is dollars that are already exist in the capital repair. We have $24 million, so it's not additional money. These two things will give us the ability to have a facility that we own and that we're responsible for under the lease for certain capital investments. It will give us the ability at the end of 15 years to have a stadium that is in good shape, and we will own all the improvements, and we will have a stadium, as I said, in good shape, and that will be something that will be not only for football but for any other activities that the lease will provide for.
A fairly simple deal. The entire $120 million project will be paid up front by the Browns. Regardless of whose responsibility, what portions of that is, we'll be getting a $2 million contribution over the remainder of the lease from the city to help offset a portion of that. And as you said, there's Syntax money that's obligated to the city. And after this project is done, we'll have some additional rights in terms of conversations and a chance to have some input on some of the uses of that funds. They're very narrowly restricted to capital repairs at the stadium, very infrastructure-oriented things like repairing roofs and decks and ramps and things like that. So it's investments that are all part of the lease, which is what we continue to be governed by.
So this has nothing to do about any monies that would go to the neighborhood. This is out of operations, and after consulting with our finance people, we believe that this is an amount of money that we can commit to for the next 15 years without lowering service to the people and without impacting capital investments in neighborhoods. We've invested tens of millions of dollars a year. We intend to invest tens of millions more, and this will have no impact on that whatsoever.
The contribution that the city making, $2 million per year, I think the city would describe as moderately below what its lease obligations are. We would describe as significantly below. So as it comes to some of the concerns you have about, you know, whose money or where is this coming from, we actually view this deal as a significant savings to the city versus the status quo or not making a deal. The other thing to point out is that by us putting up all the money up front, the city avoids having to issue any kind of bonds, which come with a lot of legal fees, a lot of placement fees, a lot of other things that they won't have to cover, as well as diminishing their own ability to borrow for some of the things that the mayor referred to earlier. So we tried to find a balance where we were, in fact, holding the city to some of its lease obligations, in our view, very modest when it's really a $22 million contribution out of a $120 million project. And as the mayor mentioned, is likely to leave the city in a position where it will still have future obligations, but they'll be less than they would have been if we didn't do the project. So we tried to find the balance where there was some city involvement and some living by the lease, but to structure it and minimize as much as we could in the interest of the very kinds of questions you're asking. The goal here was to make sure that after we spent the $120, we didn't allow things to regress, that we continued to invest in a reasonable way, in a collaborative way, that helped us maintain the level that the stadium's going to be at when we finish this for as long as possible. There's two projects here, really. There's the $120 million renovation project, of which the city is going to contribute $2 million per year. There's then an ongoing capital requirement for the future capital repairs needed at the stadium that doesn't begin until 2016. So it's not part of the initial project. The initial project's $120 million. We're calling it a modernization of the stadium, of which the city's going to contribute $2 million per year for the next 15. That's it. That's the whole deal as it relates to the renovation project. Then the stadium is going to have future needs as well, for which the city already has $24 million to help pay for. They've granted us some additional rights to contribute in the discussion and collaboration on how to use that $12 million. That's the only thing that's happening with the other $12 million. It never comes to us. The only thing we've gained in this is the right to have some additional input on how it's spent after the first project is finished. Very well. The city's lucky to have three great facilities, all within the city. It's important we all be in the position we can maintain the quality of those facilities and location of those facilities.